You're listening to Season 2 of the Lifting Her Voice podcast. This is episode number 54, and today we'll read Numbers chapters 28 through 30 together. God gave the Israelites exact instructions through Moses for their daily, monthly, and festival offerings, and gave instructions also on the keeping of vows. Welcome to the Lifting Her Voice podcast, Season 2. I'm your host, Joy Miller, and I invite you to grab your Bible and join me from the beginning, simply reading God's Word together. We built some spiritual muscles in 2020 with just the New Testament, but this year we're going all out, cover to cover, Old Testament and New. So whether with your first cup in the morning, your commute to work, or as the last thing on your mind before sleep, God's Word will equip you for every good work. I'm really glad you're here. Numbers chapter 28. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Command the Israelites and say to them, be sure to present to me at its appointed time my offering and my food as my food offering, a pleasing aroma to me. And say to them, this is the food offering you are to present to the Lord. Each day present two unblemished year-old male lambs as a regular burnt offering. Offer one lamb in the morning and the other lamb at twilight, along with 2 quarts of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with 1 quart of olive oil from crushed olives. It is a regular burnt offering established at Mount Sinai for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. The drink offering is to be 1 quart with each lamb. Pour out the offering of beer to the Lord in the sanctuary area. Offer the second lamb at twilight, along with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering as in the morning. It is a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, present 2 unblemished year-old male lambs, 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering and its drink offering. It is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. At the beginning of each of your months, present a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with 6 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each bull, 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for the ram, and 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb. It is a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Their drink offerings are to be 2 quarts of wine with each bull, 1 1/3 quarts with the ram, and 1 quart with each male lamb. This is the monthly burnt offering for all the months of the year. And 1 male goat is to be offered as a sin offering to the Lord, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. The Passover to the Lord comes in the first month on the 14th day of the month. On the 15th day of this month, there will be a festival. Unleavened bread is to be eaten for 7 days. On the first day, there is to be a sacred assembly. You are not to do any daily work. Present a food offering, a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. Your animals are to be unblemished. The grain offering with them is to be of fine flour mixed with oil. Offer 6 quarts with each bull and 4 quarts with the ram. Offer 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs and 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. Offer these with the morning burnt offering that is part of the regular burnt offering. You are to offer the same food each day for 7 days as a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It is to be offered with its drink offering and the regular burnt offering. On the seventh day, you are to hold a sacred assembly. You are not to do any daily work. On the day of first fruits, you are to hold a sacred assembly when you present an offering of new grain to the Lord at your festival of weeks. You are not to do any daily work. Present a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, with their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 6 quarts with each bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs, and 1 male goat to make atonement for yourselves. Offer them with their drink offerings in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering. Your animals are to be unblemished. Numbers chapter 29. You are to hold a sacred assembly in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, and you are not to do any daily work. This will be a day of trumpet blasts for you. Offer a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 6 quarts with the bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 male lambs. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. These are in addition to the monthly and regular burnt offerings with their prescribed grain offerings and drink offerings. They are a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the 10th day of this 7th month and practice self-denial. Do not do any work. Present a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. All your animals are to be unblemished. Their grain offering is to be of fine flour mixed with oil, 6 quarts with the bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. Offer 1 male goat for a sin offering. The regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offerings are in addition to the sin offering of atonement. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the 15th day of the 7th month. You do not do any daily work. You are to celebrate a 7-day festival for the Lord. Present a burnt offering, a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old. They are to be unblemished. Their grain offering is to be of fine flour mixed with oil, 6 quarts with each of the 13 bulls, 4 quarts with each of the 2 rams, and 2 quarts with each of the 14 lambs. Also, offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 2nd day, present 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also, offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink and their drink offerings. On the 3rd day, present 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also, offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 4th day, present 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs in proportion to their number. Also, offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 5th day, present 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs in proportion to their number. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 6th day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs in proportion to their number. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 7th day, present 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs in proportion to their number. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 8th day, you are to hold a solemn assembly. You are not to do any daily work. Present a burnt offering, a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs in proportion to their number. Also, offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. Offer these to the Lord at your appointed times in addition to your vow and free will offerings, whether burnt, grain, drink, or fellowship offerings. So Moses told the Israelites everything the Lord had commanded him. Numbers chapter 30. Moses told the leaders of the Israelite tribes, "This is what the Lord has commanded. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to put himself under an obligation, he must not break his word. He must do whatever he has promised. When a woman in her father's house during her youth makes a vow to the Lord or puts herself under an obligation, and her father hears about her vow or the obligation she put herself under, and he says nothing to her, all her vows and every obligation she put herself under are binding. But if her father prohibits her on the day he hears about it, none of her vows and none of the obligations she put herself under are binding. The Lord will release her because her father has prohibited her. If a woman marries while her vows or the rash commitment she herself made are binding, and her husband hears about it and says nothing to her when he finds out, her vows are binding, and the obligations she put herself under are binding. But if her husband prohibits her when he hears about it, he will cancel her vow that is binding or the rash commitment she herself made, and the Lord will release her. Every vow a widow or divorced woman puts herself under is binding on her. If a woman in her husband's house has made a vow or put herself under an obligation with an oath, and her husband hears about it, says nothing to her, and does not prohibit her, all her vows are binding, and every obligation she put herself under is binding. But if her husband cancels them on the day he hears about it, nothing that came from her lips, whether her vows or her obligation, is binding. Her husband has canceled them, and the Lord will release her. her husband may confirm or cancel any vow or any sworn obligation to deny herself. If her husband says nothing at all to her from day to day, he confirms all her vows and obligations, which are binding. He has confirmed them because he said nothing to her when he heard about them. But if he cancels them after he hears about them, he will be responsible for her commitment. These are the statutes that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the relationship between a man and his wife, or between a father and his daughter in his house during her youth. It's pretty clear here that God takes our vows seriously. We are to keep our word. It's better not to make a promise than to break it. This last chapter also teaches us about authority and submission. It's like I tell the kids in Sunday school when they complain about obeying their parents. Yes, it's a drag sometimes, and they don't always want to do what their parents say. But according to Ephesians 6:1, God has put parents in authority over kids. They just have to accept it. And if they don't learn to submit to their parents' authority while at home, they'll never submit to God's authority when the decision is theirs to make. Maybe the same goes for us, ladies. We need to practice a little submission sometimes. Share your thoughts with me at liftinghervoice.com, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Thank you for joining me here today. I pray that by spending time in His Word every day, you will be changed. Visit me at liftinghervoice.com with your comments and questions. And don't forget to visit the blog page while you're there. If you like the podcast, it would be great if you'd give it a 5-star review and share it with everyone you know. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.